A statement made within a tweet by Edwin Poots at the weekend has been reported to the Assembly Commissioner for Standards. The Green Party say Edwin Poots linked homosexuality to paedophilia, something that Edwin Poots denies. Earlier, I spoke to the party's equality spokesperson, Malachy O'Hara.
I think Edwin should have the most basic understanding of what a gay icon means, and it's not about sexualizing someone. But secondly, that the almost 6,000 people have signed the petition that the Green Party launched last week, calling for the Commissioner for Standards to have a look at Edwin's behaviour. And they feel that Edwin very clearly articulated the link between minority sexual orientation and paedophilia.
Well, here's what he said. He said, totally supporting Jim on this one. That's Jim Wells.
Jim Alistair.
Let me do that again. Well, here's what he said. He said, totally supporting Jim on this one, that's Jim Alistair, making children an icon of sexuality today, paedophilia tomorrow. Absolutely disgusting, he said. So why did he talk about someone's sexuality, then paedophilia? If he's linking it, why did he talk about paedophilia?
I think that's exactly the question, you know, and quite ironically, the DUP have been stonewalling on this issue, and so has Edwin Poots. And they haven't responded to complaints or concerns raised directly with head office. The tweet itself, people can see it, it's online, it's visible. It's quite direct that he linked minority sexual orientation to paedophilia. And Edwin has form for this. For the brief time that he was a health minister, he was deemed irrational by the courts and prejudiced in his handling of the men who have sex with men blood donation ban. And also, he repeatedly lost in courts when he tried to prevent same-sex and unmarried couples from adopting to apply. So, I mean, there's a pattern of behaviour here with Edwin Poots, and this just seems to be another example of it.
So how do you read that tweet that he posted? Children, an icon of sexuality today, paedophilia tomorrow. Absolutely disgusting. What meaning do you take from that?
I'm disgusted that someone of the seniority of of Edwin Poots within the DUP has resurrected the old trope of linking minority orientation to paedophilia. Stephen, you know, last week Arlene was very clear and got, you know, quite emotional about the fact that she doesn't like being called homophobic and has a legitimate viewpoint in opposition to same-sex marriage, which is perfectly fine. But the point that Arlene's missing is this type of language, this type of attack, this type of denigration of LGBT people by senior members within her party, and years and years and years of squandering taxpayers' money in opposition to equality gives people no conclusion but that the DUP are homophobic.
Well, the DUP aren't coming on today. They essentially say that you're politicking, your party's politicking, and that the tweet was not making the claims alleged in what they described as spurious complaint by your colleague.
I think almost 6,000 people are agreeing with us. And Stephen, I've been quite disappointed that this story hasn't gained the traction. I mean, you had the interview with Aris back in 2008, and that gained huge media traction and a storm around what she said about minority orientation. Edwin said pretty much similar things last Friday, and there's been a muted response from most of the establishment parties, and this is really the first time that this story has broken into the mainstream media.
So what do you want to happen? What do you want?
Well, I think it's not for us.
You're calling for Edwin Poots to apologise. Is that what you want?
Well, we're asking for an investigation through the Assembly Commission to explore his behaviour and whether or not he's breached the code of conduct. Now, we know that the code of conduct for Assembly members and ministers is relatively weak. And as a party, we've been trying to make that stronger and make it more transparent and make people more accountable. But I think this is a challenge to the DUP. If they're serious about not being a party which is homophobic, they can't stand over this type of commentary.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Morning.
Thank you, Stephen.
So let's discuss this today. 03030 80 55 55. So this is in response, as I say, to a letter by Jim Alistair, not Jim Wells. That was my mistake earlier. But here's the Edwin Poots tweet that we're talking about today. It reads the following: totally supporting Jim on this one, making children an icon of sexuality today, paedophilia tomorrow. Absolutely disgusting. So the question is, why would the senior member of the DUP write in the same tweet talking about sexuality today and then send paedophilia tomorrow? How do you read into that? 03030 80 55 55. Gavin Boyd from the Rainbow Project. Morning to you, Gavin.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you read into this?
I read into it the same thing as Claire Bailey, the same thing as the vast majority of people who saw it on Twitter, that Edwin Poots was making a direct correlation between being gay and sexually abusing children.
That's something exactly, he denies.
Of course he denies it. He also denies having anti-gay feelings, but the dogs in the street know that that's not true.
Well, he would deny that too.
Of course he would, Stephen. But, Stephen, this is actually a really important point. LGBT people are allowed to call out homophobia when we see it. You would never challenge someone coming on to speak about racism that someone would say, oh, they would deny they're a racist. Of course they would. It doesn't actually deny the fact that when the DUP, when Edwin Poots, when Jim Allister are being homophobic,
hold on a moment. You're not. You need evidence to support that. And Jim Allister would say that he is not homophobic. Jim Allister And Jim Allister is not on the programme to defend himself this morning, nor are we talking about Mr. Allister this morning. Mr. Allister has views on gay marriage and has views on homosexuality, but he's not here and we're not talking about Jim today. We're talking about Edwin Poots and these comments. And Edwin Poots has been invited onto the radio this morning. The DUP have been invited onto the radio this morning and neither are coming on. Let's stick to Edwin Poots. Tell me what damage you think this does?
Well, it just repeats the myth that Edwin Poots and others have been making since they tried to maintain gay men being locked up in prison, that we are a threat to other people and that we're specifically a threat to children. It's why they opposed same-sex adoption. It's why they opposed pretty much everything to do with LGBT people and particularly gay and bisexual men, is that they see us in the same light, in exactly the same light, as people who sexually abuse children. It's disgusting. It's offensive. It actually poses a disservice to the young people disproportionately who are LGBT, who have been the victims of child sexual abuse themselves. But it's nothing new. It is not surprising. This is true to form. LGBT people in Northern Ireland are perfectly used to this level of disgusting and depraved homophobia.
Well, Edwin Poots has told the Belfast Telegraph, you don't make a child an icon of any sexuality. But the question to Edwin Poots and the DUP this morning, because he's a senior member within the DUP, why did Edwin Poots, if he's not linking homosexuality to paedophilia, why did he mention paedophilia at all? In what context was paedophilia brought into his tweet?
Only Edwin Poots can answer that, Stephen. It is very clear, both from the reporting on Friday in the newsletter, from the way it was being discussed by Edwin Poots and others online, that there was a clear line being drawn between being gay and sexually abusing children. That is not new. We need to remember that Iris Robinson made this exact correlation a few years ago. She actually said that being gay was worse than sexually abusing children. She actually said after that she sees them in exactly comparable terms. Now, that has never, ever been challenged by any member of the DUP. So why would we be surprised that Edwin Poots is making the exact same correlation today?
In 2008, Iris Robinson said the following: there can be no viler act apart from homosexuality and sodomy than sexually abusing children. So she was actually saying that homosexuality was worse than sexually abusing children. She then clarified that. And she said, I clearly intended to say that child abuse was worse than even homosexuality and sodomy. At no point have I set out to suggest homosexuality was worse than child sex abuse.
Even though she had already done that. And then went on to say, I see them as comparable. And again, never been challenged on that by a member of the DUP. Not Arlene Foster, not any other senior or any low-ranking member of the DUP either. So this is par for the course. This is the way this discourse happened. That DUP or seriously hard-right conservative people make these outrageous, shocking, defamatory, hurtful statements about LGBT people, and then they're followed up by silence from their party, and then we're not able to call them homophobic.
Well,
that's hurtful.
Well, the the question this morning, the key question this morning, and this goes beyond Northern Ireland politics, doesn't it? Because the DUP are currently partners in government with the Conservative Party. So it'll be interesting to see how people from within the Conservative Party, we will this morning chase some members of the Conservative Party to come onto the programme this morning, and let's get their reaction to what the DUP have said through Edwin Poots. Totally supporting Jim on this one, making children an icon of sexuality today, paedophilia tomorrow. And let's also hear if Arlene Foster, the leader of the DUP, who says that she resents being called a homophobe. She very much wants to position herself not being homophobic in any way. Does she support Edwin Poots when he makes this statement, when he talks about an icon of sexuality today, paedophilia tomorrow? What does the leader of the DUP say about this? Peter, how do you read into it? Morning to you, 0303 80 55 55. Morning, Peter.
Well, I just look at, I think it's to do with Prince William Sullivan, right? He's a four-year-old. I just think it's unhealthy for an adult to look at a four-year-old and think he's a gay icon. I think, it's just not right. I just don't find it right. You know, if it's an adult, yes, but not a four-year-old child. I have a granddaughter, and see if somebody said to me, he's a gay icon, I'd hit them a slap in the head. You know, because it's unhealthy to be thinking as a child. Look at, if it had been an adult and this guy, the minister, had said it, you can understand where this guy's come from. So it's okay for these people in the gay community to class kids as icons. Would you say it's healthy, Stephen?
Gavin?
I honestly don't get where this unhealthy, this fearful. I actually wrote a blog about it last week. On the Rainbow Project's website, about how people see anything to do with particularly gay men and children and automatically see a threat. That's where this. Yeah, what do you think? What do you think's happening? What do you think's happening here? Do you think that gay men are sitting around here thinking, "Oh, that 4 year old, I want to have sex with that 4 year old"? Is that what this thought process is here?
What does gay icon mean in your head, Gavin?
Well, it means different things to different people. If I think of who gay icons are, it's Judy Garland, it's Marilyn Monroe, it's Lady Gaga. These are
adults.
Sexualized.
You're mentioning
characters.
Adults. Any other child who would be a gay icon?
I think Shirley Temple probably counts as a gay icon, absolutely.
Why?
Can I ask him a question? Stephen, can I ask him a question?
Yeah.
If me and him were in the park, and he was talking to me, and I says, it's not a lovely looking wee girl or five. Would he not be a responsible citizen and start worrying about me and maybe phone the police and say, I have this guy around this park here and he's eyeing up me 5-year-olds? Well, I mean, I don't mean to say I'm a pedophile, but just saying it might be enough to alert him to say, I may get that guy checked out.
Except no one said that Prince George is a lovely looking boy. No one was getting on like an absolute creep about it. People saw a picture of Prince George acting happy and excited, the way that lots of little gay boys do. And they commented on
the fact
that
lots of little straight boys do. So why would he be a gay icon?
Because and I again wrote about it on the Rainbow Project website last week, that there are plenty of gay men and straight men as well who had their behavior corrected. As they were children, they were told exactly how to act as a boy. They were told how to act happy. They were told how to act excited. And if they did it the wrong way, that they were punished and shamed for doing that. People saw the picture of Prince George reacting happily, giddily, excited, in maybe what could be considered a little bit of a camp way. And they took a bit of joy from the fact that here is a child, here is a prince, here is the future heir to the throne, who is able to react the ways that feel natural to him without being scared or being punished or shamed for reacting in the way.
So you just said Prince George was acting in a camp way.
Sure.
So you're defining his sexuality now, and he's four.
No. Stephen, camp and being gay are not the same thing. Camp is how you act. Camp is the way that people move. It's not about sexual orientation.
But he wasn't.
Lawrence Llewellyn-Bowen's a wee bit camp, but he's not gay. And there are plenty of gay people
adult.
Who aren't camp.
But he's an adult. Is it appropriate?
Stephen, when I was a little boy, when I was 4 years old, I was pretty camp. I was pretty camp when I was 10 years old. I was pretty camp when I was 15 years old. And I'm pretty camp at 31 now. It's not a bad thing.
I'm not suggesting it is a bad thing. I'm asking a question as to whether it's appropriate to start labelling people, little boys, at 4 years of age?
Let me tell you something, Stephen. If a little boy, if a four-year-old boy,
why couldn't he be an icon?
Let me ask the question. You asked me the question.
Well, I haven't asked the question like I want to ask it, so let me rephrase it.
Okay. Right?
Why couldn't Prince George be an icon to all adults? Why was it to heterosexuals and homosexuals? Why was he a gay icon rather than just an icon?
Because that's the way that people reacted to it. That's just the way
yeah,
that
but what's
some
the
gay
logic
people,
behind
that some gay people, because that's the way people react to things, Stephen. It was some gay people on Twitter saw this picture, thought that's actually really cool. That reminds me of the way I acted when I was a child. That makes him a gay icon to me. It doesn't make it a universally applied principle. It doesn't mean that Prince George is now registered somewhere as an official gay icon. It means that some people on the internet saw the photo, reacted positively to it, and wrote a little comment about it. And yet here we are a couple of weeks later with this huge issue of child sexualization. But let me go back to the point that you wouldn't let me make, which is that we have no problem seeing a four-year-old boy, maybe in his primary school, kiss a girl, and then people say, oh, look at the wee ladies, man. Isn't that totally normal? It would be no different for us if we saw a little boy playing football, say, oh, he's great, he's amazing, look at the wee lad, wee Jack the lad. But as soon as anything that maybe comes close to being a little bit gay, then that's a problem.
Peter?
Well, sure, he's not gay, sure. And at the end of the day, Stephen, he's in his reaction to get on camp. You're talking about a picture. How can you tell in a picture of a child smelling? You know, does that mean if you smell your camp now?
What?
You said you seen a picture and he looked camp. It was only a picture that the guy was reacting on. So you're telling me if I'm looking at a picture and I'm seeing a child smiling, you can work him out he's camp. He's been camp because he's smiling. That's all it was. I seen the photograph myself. I just think if it had been that old, nobody would worry. It's just because it's a child.
I guess he's asking, Gavin, in what way did this four-year-old boy behave or look that made you feel that he was acting camp?
Well, first of all, I didn't see it until it was reported. I don't follow the royal family that closely. But when I saw the picture, it's a little boy with his hands up to his mouth acting super excited. There is exactly the same photo of me when I was 4 years old. There's exactly the same photo of thousands of other people when they were 4 years old. And you know what? I was a little bit camp when I was 4 years old, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
John in West Belfast. Morning, John.
Hello, Stephen.
Go ahead, John.
Stephen, the point I was going to make, you spent about a half an hour of your programme about 3 weeks ago about a family being tortured physically and mentally because of one of their son's sexuality. The mother was on here, broke her heart, and you let me through to get a few sentences in, and at the time I told you, because you were saying we need to start cleaning this up from the bottom. And the point that I made to you was at the time, this: how can you start from the bottom when one of the main parties in this country is full of homophobic? And it is.
Well, the DUP would say that they are. The DUP would say that they're not homophobic, that they have a position against gay marriage and they're entitled to it, and that's a political.
But it's not marriage.
Hold on,
it's
Stephen.
Not marriage, Stephen. It's not just Stephen. Marriage.
Arlene Foster, the leader of the DUP, said she was upset about being called homophobic.
Well, look at her record.
Why is she not on your program this morning? This could cause more violence towards people who have a certain sexuality. It's stupid saying anything else. I'd love you to try and get that woman back on this morning whose son was terrorized to see what she thinks.
In the letter, where this all, of course, started off, in his letter complaining about the Pink News article, Jim Allister stated the following. He said, "In reality, the photo which prompted the piece shows a four-year-old boy who is smartly dressed and excited about being on a helicopter with his male father and female mother. To take an image of a little boy and to fantasize of him being an icon for a life defined by sex is outrageous and sick. Sexualizing a young child in this fashion is entirely inappropriate. You should immediately withdraw the article and apologize." So that's it was that letter. That's some of what Jim Allister wrote. It was that letter that Edwin Poots responded to and said the following: "Totally supporting Jim in this one, making children an icon of sexuality today, paedophilia tomorrow, absolutely disgusting."